So I did that, and then the other thing that they were interested in was the fall surveys for eared grebes and the summer migratory surveys for Wilson's phalaropes. Mm-hmm. I remember talking with Nolan Nelson, who was the first master's degree trained biologist in the state, as I recall, and was in charge of the Ogden Bay Waterfowl Management Area, which was actually the first government Pittman Robertson conservation project in North America. I remember him. He was a really interesting guy. He was really interested in waterfowl and waterfowl management, but he had a broader interest, and he used to talk about what he said. He predicted that there was 1 million phalaropes on the lake when they were in migration.
Wow.
And I remember that, and people knew they were around, but just nobody had really paid much attention. A lady came on board by the name of Margie Halpin with the Division of Wildlife Resources, who had a much stronger perspective on non-game values, and she came out of away from the state, so she wasn't looking at the forest from inside the trees. She was looking at it from outside, mm-hmm. and she recognized, and I give her a great deal of credit, that there was some really special parts of the lake that we're not paying much attention to, even though people like Bill Bailey back in the 1830s and 40s did that sentinel work on the colonial waterbird surveys of the Great Salt Lake. It just, a lot of it got shuffled and was not part of the hook and bullet perspective of right. wildlife management. So these things kind of came together. Mark Halpin suggested that we ought to be paying more attention to some of these resources. I remembered what Nolan Nelson said. The LA Water and Power wanted to know more about this group of birds and why shouldn't we be paying more attention to them? Mm-hmm. So we did the original surveys. I did the original surveys for Wilson's phalaropes and for eared grebes on the lake. And in a few years, I can't remember exactly when, about 1970, about 1986 or 7, somewhere in there, the Western Hemisphere Shorebird Reserve Network sent out a feeler for what kind of populations of shorebirds we have at the Great Salt Lake, mm-hmm. and we had this data for Wilson's phalaropes. So I sent it back, and their criteria was to qualify for a site of hemispheric importance for shorebirds at a particular place in migration. You had to have either 500,000 birds, shorebirds, or 30% of a world's population of that species.
And pretty high bar.
We qualified for both of those with one species.
Wow.
With Wilson's phalaropes.